Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Citizens with disabilities from across Monroe and West Monroe are actively engaged with administrations of both cities in addressing items about access and assistance for those who may have need in our community. The Twin Cities Mayor's Committee on Disabilities meets with leadership in discussing a variety of issues. The committee also takes time to recognize those who participate in support programs and services involving those with special needs. The annual Twin Cities Mayor's Committee on Disabilities banquet will take place on Tuesday, July 16th at the West Monroe Convention Center. Elaine Guin serves as vice chairman on the committee and joins me in studio. Give us some background on the committee and how it was formed.
The committee was formed about 33 years ago, I think 1980. Mayor Bob Powell was then mayor of Monroe, and then Dave Norris of West Monroe. And they saw a need because so many people were trying to remain in home with their disabilities. Mm-hmm. This committee was established to help with disability issues and to act as an advisory group. We've also worked on accessibility needs within the community. I'm actually barriers chairman also this year. You see things like curb cut-ins, which my pet peeve is you go to a parking lot and the curb cut-in may not be directly in front of a store. You may have to wheel half a block or block down to get in.
Yeah.
Little things like that you don't think about. Elevators and ramps, self-opening doors. Of course, with the ADA law that was passed several years ago, the law said, you know, accessibility should be included in new construction. I sometimes find that it's not always as accessible as we would like it to be. I will say the new Downtown River Market in Monroe, they've done everything they could to make that accessible for wheelchairs and things of that nature. So we're always striving to try to get people to be aware that people with wheelchairs, electric devices, canes, walkers. It just takes a little bit of extra assistance to make things accessible.
And I guess that's one of the parts, too. You mentioned as an advisory role, so obviously with the development of the River Market and other projects that are going on, playing an active role in that as well.
Right. We did write some letters and request that they consider the disability needs within the community and that what would be needed, and I think they did a great job with that.
Are there other agencies that are involved in playing a role as far as what's addressed by the committee?
I don't really know of other agencies per se that we work with other agencies if someone contacts us.
Right, so there is that networking going on.
Yes, there's always a networking within the community with the various agencies. Families Helping Families, we actually meet there on alternate months at their facilities, and they help us stay in touch with needs. On other months, we meet at the West Monroe Senior Center.
The banquet coming up, it is a special event recognizing those who support and participate in services provided to citizens with disabilities. This year's keynote, I do want to get to our speaker because a very familiar family name in the area. Let us know who is this year's keynote guest.
We are pleased to have Alan Robertson, who describes himself as the chief beard wrangler and says that if you want to see what the Robertsons look like underneath the beard, look at him.
Right.
We're excited to have Alan. When we approached him and asked if he would be willing to be our speaker and volunteer his services, he graciously accepted that. And he told us that, you know, with the Robertson family's background and people telling them, you can't do that, that he was glad to talk and let people know that you can do if you set your mind to it, and you don't let people tell you can't make your dream come true. And he said the Robertson family knows about big dreams and the effort to make them a reality, and that he would be proud to encourage and inspire anyone that would want to come listen.
Yeah.
And so he's going to be our speaker on July 16th. The banquet starts at 6:30.
And there are several award recipients this year.
Yes, there are. We are pleased to recognize, actually this year for the Mayor's Award, we have two winners. The judges could not decide between these the individuals. And
so that's a good thing
is,
to have.
It is. It is. It really is. Scott Dukes and Damian Cummins. Damian is a former scholarship recipient, I believe, who has his doctor's degree now, and teaches here at ULM. The media award goes to Sarah Eddington, who's a reporter at the News Star, and Margaret Croft, the photographer at the News Star. And we have volunteer award, Wanda Platt. The employer award is Linda Lockbrunner of E.A. Conway. The Distinguished Service Award, Coach Nelson Boggs. The family award to another two winners, Wayne and Debbie Cook and their grandson Joseph, Donnie and Kim Weil and their daughter Day. And the commercial award to Mike Mayfield of Fast Serve Medical.
There's also a scholarship program, and there will be people who will have that presentation coming up as well as the banquet, correct?
Right. We are going to be awarding 11 scholarships this year to individuals with disabilities who are seeking their higher education. They will each receive $1,500. 10 of these students have previously received scholarships. We only have one new this year. And information about the scholarships is available online at www.tcmcd.com. And application for the scholarships can be made at any time during the year.
It is a ticketed event coming up on Tuesday the 16th, and folks would need to find out more information about that. A phone number that they could call?
They may call Henry Bateman at 318-343-5702. Or always can check out at www.tcmcd.com. All the ticket information is available online or by calling Henry. And also the information about how to become a sponsor or how to sponsor a scholarship for us.
Elaine Gwynn with the Twin Cities Mayor's Committee on Disabilities. Elaine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.